Hey everyone, it's Hannah from hannahskitchen.com and you're listening to the Hannah's Kitchen Podcast. One of the biggest things in cooking is making sure you measure your ingredients properly. Obviously, when you're cooking, you're not going to want to shove your measuring cup into the bag or bowl of flour. You're going to want to scoop the flour with a spoon and level it off with a knife. It's important that you measure your ingredients properly because when you're cooking, if you do not measure your ingredients properly, it can lead to your recipe failing or not turning out. So it's especially important to measure your ingredients properly on certain recipes that tell you you need to measure your ingredients properly. I've seen multiple types of recipes with an asterisk and words saying measure correctly, and that simply means that you need to make sure you have properly measured whatever it is they want you to measure. I have made a YouTube video, which you can find on my YouTube channel, Hannah's Kitchen. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already, which explains measuring ingredients properly. And I've also posted a blog post on correctly measuring ingredients. What are the keys to success in cooking and measuring everything? Well, you gotta measure your ingredients properly. That is one of the biggest keys to success in cooking. My favorite measuring spoons are actually magnetic measuring spoons that I got off of Amazon, and they stick together to prevent them from getting lost, and there's no annoying ring, which I've always hated. What are the things I love about these? Well, it's that you can use them for wet and dry ingredients. So one side you can use for wet ingredients and the other you can use for dry ingredients. You don't have to get two different types of measuring spoons out and dirty a ton of different sets with the annoying ring. These are awesome. They come right apart easily. They stay stacked together for easy storage so they aren't always getting lost, which is a frequent problem in my kitchen. That is what I absolutely love about these. So make sure you all go check out my blog. I think I have a link of those on my blog along with my favorite measuring cups. And you can search measuring ingredients and the post will come up. And I have a list of all my favorite ingredients. All my favorite spoons, everything. So measuring ingredients is quite simple. It shouldn't take too much effort. Anything that you need to level off, use a dry ingredient measuring cup for. If it's a liquid, use a wet ingredient measuring cup. If it's yogurt, that's something thick that you can level off, so you can use a dry ingredient measuring cup for that. If it's flour or sugar, then you can level it off. Even brown sugar, you can use a dry ingredients measuring cup. I once saw one time, and I don't know where I saw it, so I can't give the credit to the person who said this, but I saw one time from somebody that when you measure flour, if you do not measure it properly, most of the time you're going to end up with 25% too much flour. And if you need to weigh something for a recipe that calls for grams, ounces, etc., use a kitchen scale. My favorite kitchen scale I bought at Costco. The brand is Taylor, and I got it a couple years back, and it is my absolute favorite. I've been using it for a while, and I love it. If you don't have a kitchen scale, you can always convert the amount of grams to cups depending on what you need to measure. If I need 57 grams of butter, I can convert that to a fourth a cup. The same thing goes for if I needed 227 grams of butter. It converts to one cup. So if you don't have a measuring scale or a kitchen scale or any of those, if you don't have that, I suggest that you try to figure out how to convert it over to cups. But I do suggest if you're going to be doing a lot of baking in your life or a lot of cooking that you invest in a great kitchen scale. Again, my favorite brand is Taylor. On my blog, I have a list of measurement conversions for butter, dry goods, bread flour, rolled oats, packed brown sugar, and even molasses, syrup, and honey. Did you know that there's a way to tell if you measure your brown sugar properly? When the recipe calls for packed brown sugar, it means that you want the brown sugar to be packed into your measuring cup. So, do you know what the proper way is to test if you measured it correctly? It's actually super simple. Grab a plate or even into your bowl of whatever it is you're cooking and dump out your brown sugar. If the brown sugar keeps its form, you measured it properly. If it falls apart, then you didn't measure it properly. So you're going to make sure that you want to remeasure that to make sure that you get the proper amount. So I do suggest if you don't think you measured your brown sugar properly, just turn it over onto a plate and see if when it comes out from the measuring cup, if it keeps its form and if it doesn't fall apart. If I'm going to measure a liquid like milk or water or any type of liquid, the best way to get the correct measurement is to use a liquid measuring cup and get down to the level of the cup and then pour your liquid in. This is going to be a game changer for all liquids that you measure. So make sure you're down to the level of your liquid measuring cup, and this is going to make sure that you get the exact amount of liquid that you need to measure for your recipe. This way you can look directly at where the line is and you can get a perfect measurement every time. All right, that is all I have for today. I hope this quick tip on measuring ingredients helped y'all. If you have any questions, make sure to let me know in a comment below. Check out my blog, hannahskitchen.food.blog, and my YouTube channel, and you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Hannah's Kitchen. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you later.